हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंदमाधवम्। ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। सांख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः। कम टू द 16th वर्स। Where Bhagavan Krishna makes very clear what is Sat and what is Asat. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. Sentence number one. Asataha bhavaha na vidyate. Second, sentence number two. And we know these words Sat. Sat means real. Real is that which exists in all three periods of time, which means it has no beginning. Sat is that which has no beginning, no end, no change. As it has no beginning, it has no cause. That has no cause, it doesn't undergo any change. Therefore, it has no dependence. It has independent existence. And the word asat, we saw in the last class, asat has two meanings. One is tucham, another meaning is mithya. Tucham is that which does not exist at all, is tucham. Whereas mithya is that which exists, how, which has a beginning, which has an end, which undergoes a change in between, which has dependent existence, is mithya. So, in this whole creation, there is no such a thing called non-existence at all. Here, there is no such a thing called non-existence at all. Absolutely, what is there is existence. And what is there relatively is as though. And understand with reference to it, with an example. With reference to clay pot, mrin mayaha ghataha. Clay is sat, satyam. Because clay is not dependent on the form, name and function called pot. For its existence, clay can be without being a pot. Whereas the pot is a non-substantial form, name and function. The pot has a beginning. Before the origination of the pot, the clay was. After the origination of the pot, clay continues to be there in the form of a pot. And even after the form and name pot becomes destroyed, after the form becomes destroyed also, clay continues to be there as clay without a form pot, without a pot form. Therefore, clay, with reference to pot, clay is before the origination of the pot, clay exists during the existence of the pot, clay continues to exist even after the pot gets broken. Therefore, with reference to clay pot, pot is sat, clay is satyam. And what about pot? Pot is a form having a name, serving a given purpose, it is of utility. Therefore, it is available for enjoyment, experience. Therefore, it is not tucham. What is it? It is as though. It is mithya. Mithya means what? Pot has no independent existence without the clay. Therefore, it's only appearance. Pot is not an independent entity which has substantiality of its own. Pot is just an appearance of the clay. So pot cannot be counted as a second thing other than the clay. With reference to clay pot, we take clay as one substance, for this is a substance. Clay alone enjoys substantiality. Minus clay, the pot has no substantiality. It's a non-substantial namarupa. So pot cannot be counted as a parallel reality with reference to clay pot. Cannot be counted as a second thing. We can't say that number one is clay, number two is pot. We can't say that. Because it is not countable. Pot has no countability. Because why it is not countable, second thing, it has no independent existence. Therefore, what is there in the form of a pot is only clay. Clay alone is in the form of a pot. So with reference to clay pot, we can say clay is satyam. The non-substantial namarupa karma name for function is mithya. We can extend the same explanation to this entire jagat. This entirety of the cosmos here is mithya. Jagan mithya. Jagat mithya. Jagat is mithya. What is jagat? The entire objective universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, is mithya. This jagat, the very word jagat tells why jagat is called jagat. Jayate gachyati iti jagat. Jayate gachyati iti jagat. That which originates, that which goes, comes and goes is jagat. That which does not remain permanently, that which comes and goes is jagat. Which means, before the manifestation of the jagat, there is abstract, formless, absolute reality. After the manifestation of the jagat also, that reality alone is shining in the form of the jagat. Even when the jagat becomes resolved, again what continues to be there without the namarupa karma called jagat, namarupa karmakhyam jagat, what remains is the reality. The abstract formless reality, subtlest reality, is implied by the term Brahma. So we say Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Therefore, there is no thing called Tucham at all. What is here is Mithya Jagat, for which Satyam is Brahma. Therefore, the absolute reality implied by the term Brahma alone is there in the form of the Jagat. Jagat is not countable as a parallel reality. It cannot be counted as a second thing because Jagat has no independent existence of its own. Including time and space, the entire objective universe has dependent existence. The Jagat will lose its status of being existent without Brahma. It never has independent existence of its own. So Jagat enjoys existence only because of Brahma. How, that we'll see later on. Therefore, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. As Jagat has no independent existence of its own, why it has no independent existence of its own? Because the entire Jagat, the objective universe, is a material product. So, Bhautika Prapanchaha. And it has no consciousness of its own. No sentiency of its own. and it is of the nature of inertness. Therefore, the universe can never shine by itself. Just as a world of opaque things can never shine independently outside of the light. The world of opaque things is dependent on substance called light to come to light. In order to come to light, in order to shine, to be illumined, the world of opaque things should be illumined by the light. It's dependent on the existence of light to be illumined, thereby to come to light. So the opaque things are dependent on the existence of light for their existence. Light does not create the opaque things. But still, light is different. Opaque things are different. But still, any opaque thing, every opaque thing, the entire world of opaque things is dependent on being illumined to enjoy the status of being existent. So to have the status of being existent, opaque things are dependent on light. In order to be illumined, thereby to have the status of being existent, world of opaque things is dependent on light. Therefore, existence of light is the existence of the opaque things. The opaque things have no independent existence. Therefore, we say what? With reference to light in the world of opaque things, light is satyam only with reference to the world of opaque things. Light is not dependent on the world of opaque things to come to light. For its existence, light can be without the opaque things. Opaque things can never shine, never have the status of existent without the light. If there's no light, opaque things will remain covered in darkness. When they remain covered in darkness, without being illumined, they lose their status of being existent. Even though they're existent, they're as good as non-existent if there's no light. Similarly, therefore, we can say the entire world of opaque things is nothing but reflection of the light. The entire world of opaque things is nothing but the reflection of light. So with reference to light and opaque things, light is satyam. The world of opaque things is mithya. Example number two. This world of opaque things is not real, nor is it unreal. It's not satyam, it's not tuchyam, it is mithya. It's as though. It is nothing but reflection of the light. In the same way, we say this abstract, formless, subtlest, all-pervasive, beginningless, endless, changeless reality is of the nature of knowledge, consciousness. And because it is timeless, beginningless and endless, timeless, it is implied with the term nityam. As all pervasive, being the most abstract, is all pervasive. Therefore, it is spatially limitless. And every object enjoys its existence only because of this truth. Therefore, it is free from object limitation also. This abstract reality is free from time limitation, space limitation, object limitation. This we understand very elaborately, very beautifully in Taittiriya Upanishad. I'm just bringing, to make it clear, I'm just explaining this. Therefore, it is implied by the term Brahma. Brahmatvat Brahma ityuchyate. Why it is reality is implied by the term Brahma? Because it is limitlessly big. How limitlessly big it is. How limitlessly great, limitlessly big. Brihat tamatvat brahma, due to its having the status of being the biggest, it is brahma. Why? How big it is? Limitlessly big, incomparably big. Because it is time-wise limitless, spatially limitless, object-wise limitless. Therefore, Brahma. Being limitless is the nature of the reality. Limitlessness, infinitude is the very swarupam of the reality. Therefore, the word Brahma is used to imply the reality. That's why the word Brahma does not directly denote the reality. Like when you say pencil, pen, book, each word directly denotes the denotes its respective object. The word Brahma does not denote the reality, does not indicate the reality. It implies the reality in terms of its nature of limitlessness, infinitude. The same reality is also implied by another term because of its nature of all pervasiveness, because of its being available for recognition as innermost essence of every being, is implied with the term Atma. So now we see, look at this all pervasive, only secondless reality as Atma, because it is available as the innermost essence of the only essence of every individual. And this Atma alone is Satyaha. Brahman is Brahma is Satyam. What about Jagat? Jagat is Mithya. Jagat has no independent existence of its own. Even though the abstract formless reality consciousness does not create time and space, does not create the elements and the elemental products, still the entire elemental world is dependent on this abstract consciousness for its existence, because the world has to become the known to have the status of being existent. The world has to come to, the world has to become the known to enjoy the status of being existent. If the world is not known, it remains covered in darkness of ignorance, then the world, even though the world is existent, it loses the status of being existent. That's what happens in deep sleep state. Every day when we fall asleep, what happens? Where does the world go? The world does not go anywhere. The world is as good as non-existent for the person who is asleep. Why the world is as good as non-existent for the person who is asleep? For him, the world does not shine. The world does not shine. It is as good as non-existent. The world, to have the status of being existent, it must shine. For it to shine, it must become the known. It must be known, it must become the known. For it to become the known, thereby to enjoy the status of being existent, the world is dependent on the knower. Without the knower, there cannot be knowledge. Without the knowledge, the world cannot become the known. The world is. So for the world to become the known, for the knowledge to be there, there must be knower. There must be manifestation of the knowledge. Therefore, the world is... world has no independent existence of its own at all. Therefore, even though the world can be reduced to one world, one word, matter, the entire objective universe can be reduced to one word. World can be reduced to one word, matter. which is inclusive of time and space. So consciousness, the reality implied by the term Atma or Brahman is consciousness. The word is reduced to one word, matter. Consciousness and matter are two things which are of two different natures. Reality is of the nature of consciousness. The abstract reality implied by the term Atma or Brahma is of the nature of consciousness. Whereas the world of countless number of forms, names and functions can be reduced to matter, which is of the nature of inertness. So this consciousness and matter, which is of the nature of inertness, are not one at all, definitely not one. They're of two different natures. Atma and Jagat are of two different swarupam. They're not one. Are they two? If they're not one, if they are of two different swarupams, consciousness and inertness, are they two then? No, they are not two also. Why they are not two? Matter or the material universe cannot be counted, does not have countability as two because it has no independent existence. Therefore, what? What is this Jagat then? It is neither Satyam, it is not Tucham, it is not absolutely non-existent, it is not absolutely real also. It is as though. Therefore, what Mithya? So what is this Jagat? This entire Jagat is nothing but manifestation of Brahma. Manifestation of knowledge, manifestation of consciousness. Just as the world of opaque things is reflection of light, the Jagat is the entire universe of elemental elements and elemental products consisting of countless number of forms, names and functions existing in the realm of time and space is nothing but manifestation of knowledge, manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of Brahma. Therefore, what? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. The Satyam and Mithya are not two things. The two orders, they do not belong to the same order of reality. Two orders of reality, only reality. Satyam and Mithya are two orders of the only reality. So what can we say? What is there is only Brahma in the form of Jagat. Here all pronouns become resolved, including I. All words become resolved, all forms become resolved, all functions become resolved as Mithya. The only Satyam is Atma, Brahma. This is what we have to arrive at finally. So to help us understand, we are going to see the Bhashyam here. In fact, discovering this fact, what is this fact? Aham, when you say I, then I itself is what? First and the foremost of the manifestations is I. Only by this manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am, then the manifestation of knowledge in terms of this is, idam jagat asti, aham asmi, idam jagat asti, I am, this world is. Then there is manifestation. total manifestation. So in knowledge of anything and everything, any cognition is possible only if there is manifestation of I, knowledge in terms of I. This way, I is the first and the foremost of the manifestations. Highest of the manifestations is I. Asmita. Asmiti jnanam is asmita. I am. Before the manifestation of this I cognition, there's no other manifestation. What the first and the foremost of the manifestations of knowledge? Knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am. Before the manifestation of the knowledge in terms of I am, there's no other manifestation. Any manifestation of anything, knowledge of anything, any cognition, any thought modification can arise only after the manifestation of knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am. That's why one of the names of Hiranyagarbha is Aham. And the source of this manifestation is abstract formless reality implied with the term consciousness, pure knowledge, pure consciousness. And therefore, when you discover this, this I, the first and the foremost of the manifestations, the swarupam of which is nothing but pure consciousness. When you understand, you see yourself being non-separate, inseparable from Ishvara. The seeing oneself being non-separate from Ishvara, the reality, seeing oneself, one's own swarupam being consciousness, thereby seeing oneself being non-separate from Ishvara alone is what? Atmanivedanam. Submitting oneself to Bhagavan. Surrendering oneself to Bhagavan absolutely. Resolving one's identity in totality. Resolving one's individuality in totality. Which is total resolution of ahankara. Total resolution of ahankara means what? We say, oh, truth of the wave is water. Therefore, wave is nothing but water. When you say, you're resolving wave in water. The same way when you say, I, the self, am consciousness. I is consciousness. I is Atma. When you understand this fact, understand the fact is what? Resolving I sense in its swarupam. Resolving wave in the water, the H2O, by saying wave is water is an expression of resolution, cognitive resolution, wherein you see the wave being nothing but water. Water is not the wave, but the wave is water. In the same way, I sense, the I cognition. Where does it rise from? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? And you discover that I sense, that I cognition is nothing but pure awareness, pure consciousness. Pujya Swamiji used to say, if you squeeze the eye, what will come out of it is abstract consciousness. Just for, he used to joke like that. So, this understanding is what? Resolving I sense, its swarupam is understanding the fact of oneself, one's own self being non-separate from Ishvara. cognitive resolution of I in its Swarupam, Brahma, is offering oneself to Bhagavan. Absolute offering oneself to Bhagavan. If I see I am Ishvara, means I see I'm non-separate from Ishvara. It means, which is offering oneself to Bhagavan, which is the final offering, Purnahutihi, which is the culmination of the vision, culmination of the puja. The puja in the name of life, which is Ahankara Nashaha, is total, not destruction, resolution of I sense, its Swarupam is Ahankara Nasha. The word Nasha does not mean destruction, total resolution. It's like saying, when you say wave is water, wave is not destroyed. Wave is cognitively totally resolved, a total resolution of wave in its Swarupam, which alone is beautifully explained in Bhagavatam through the episode of Mahabalihi showing his head to Bhagavan, to play, for Bhagavan to place his foot on his head. When head touches Bhagavan's foot, I sense that head of Mahabali being touched by Bhagavan's foot is what? Head is non-separate from the foot. Head being inseparable, non-separate from the foot is what? Seeing one's own self being non-separate from Bhagavan. The inseparability. This is Atma Nivedanam. Atma Samarpanam. Offering one's own self to Bhagavan. Purnahuti. Which is Jnanam. Which is the vision. That's why the emperor's name also became Balihi, Mahabalihi. The word Balihi itself means offering. Mahan Balihi, the great offering, the exalted offering. What is the exalted of the offerings? Offering one's own self to Bhagavan is the exalted offering. In any worship, we offer so many things to Bhagavan. Whereas in Jnanam, helplessly, choicelessly, you have to offer yourself to Bhagavan. You have to offer yourself to Bhagavan. It means you see the fact of I sense being nothing but manifestation of the knowledge, the source of which is Brahma, Atma, Ishvara. There's no greater offering than offering oneself to Bhagavan. There's no greater offering. The greater offering is, greatest offering is what? Offering one's own self to Bhagavan, which is possible only in Jnanam. Only when you discover your Swarupam, in the wake of the knowledge, you see yourself being non-separate from Ishvara, then you have offered yourself to Bhagavan. That's why Mahabalihi, the Chakravarti's name became Mahabalihi. Be the person of exalted offering. This is absolute surrender. in the light of which knowledge of light of the knowledge of knowledge one can see Ishra being the whole. This is absolute surrender. There's no surrender, better surrender, greater surrender than seeing oneself being non-separate from Bhagavan, offering oneself to Bhagavan. You can never offer yourself to Bhagavan unless and until you discover yourself being non-separate from Bhagavan. So, and this is a, today is a Shravanam, Thiruvonam. And this is the teaching Srimad Bhagavatam offers through Mahabali, the episode. Bhagavan came as a Vamana and Trivikramaha. By his 2 feet, he measured the whole jagat. The worlds above, the worlds below, the entirety of the objective universe consisting of 14 worlds have been measured by Bhagavan with two of his feet. What does it mean? The whole jagat is Ishvara. What about the jiva? Jiva Jivopi Brahmaiva Naparaha. Okay. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. What about Jiva? Jivopi Brahmaiva Naparaha. Jiva is also Brahman only. Naparaha. That Jivopi Brahmaiva Naparaha is revealed through this Mahabali offering. He said, to Bhagavan Vamana. So third foot Bhagavan has to put where all the world's entire universe have been measured by Bhagavan, means the entire universe has its existence only in Bhagavan. The universe has no independent existence. Mithya Jagat enjoys its existence in Bhagavan, who is essentially nothing but pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness implied by the term Brahma, Atma. Jagat, whole Jagat is Ishvara. What about Jiva? So Bhagavan asked for 3 feet measure of land, land of 3 feet measurement. Third foot Bhagavan put on the head. I sense. So 2 feet measured. What is meant by the word idam? Idam sarvam. Sarvam kalu idam Brahma. What about aham? Bhagavan puts his foot on aham. Head, which stands for aham, I sense. That's also what Bhagavan. Aham idam. These divisions resolve in Bhagavan. So, everything is mithya. That source of existence of the jagat alone is satyam. Isn't it? Today happens to be Thiruvonam, an auspicious day, a Bali Chakravarti's day of knowledge. Yes, I also included this in my class. It came spontaneously. I didn't think of including yesterday. It came because Pooja Swamiji's class explanation of the Mahabali, I really enjoyed. I used to love Swamiji's class, how he explained it so beautifully. The only teacher who gave vision, who could give vision, in my understanding. Anyway, so Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya. Therefore, what? Only one thing I want to add here. When you say Aham Brahma Asmi, that in expression of what? Aikya Samanadhi Karanyam. Aikya Samanadhi Karanyam means I am Aham Brahma Asmi, that is expression of Aikya Samanadhi Karanyam, where I am non-separate from Ishvara, non-different from Ishvara. Because I am the truth. When you say Jagat is Brahma, the whole cosmos is also Brahma. To say Jagat is Brahma, the universe is Brahma, means you are saying matter is consciousness. Tattvam is a, you equate yourself to Ishvara. Whereas here, to say Jagat is Mithya, you are equating Jagat to Brahma. Brahman is not Jagat, but the whole Jagat is Brahma. Why? How can we equate matter to consciousness? Matter is of the nature of inertness. Brahman is of the nature of consciousness. How can we equate? Yes. Okay, the equation is what? Badhayam samanadhikaranyam. Badhayam is what? We equate. Brahman is, Jagat is, Brahman means Jagat becomes negated as mithya. Negate as mithya means what? It has no independent existence of its own. It is not counted as a parallel reality. Therefore, what? It's only manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, what? Badhayam samanadhi karanyam. Badha means negation. By negating Jagat through negation of the universe as mithya, you say what? You're equating matter to consciousness. The whole Jagat is nothing but manifestation of consciousness. Therefore, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. With understanding, let us continue our class here. Okay? It's all part of this lesson only. It happens to be Thiruvanam, I have to include this. Okay. So last class we saw Janma Pradvam Sabhyam Prak Urdham Cha Anupalabdehe Karyasya Ghatadehe Mridadi Karanasya Cha Tat Karna Vyatirekena Anupalabdehe Asatvam. So we saw the example in last class. There is Prag Abhavaha, there's a prior non-existence of the part. Prak Anupalabdhi means what? Non-existence of the part before its origination, before its janma. Pradvam Sabhyam, also Anupalabdhi. There is absence of part even after this destruction, just Pradvam Sabhavaha. So karyasya ghatadehe anupalabdhihi means what? There is absence of part before its origination and after its destruction. Mridadi karanasya cha tat karana vyatirekena anupalabdehe asatvam. And mrit has the status of being. Mrit is the cause. Mrit means the clay. Is the cause. And without the cause, the clay, the effect part cannot have independent, cannot have existence independently. Therefore, what? Even when the part is, it is not there. Before Pragabhavaha, before the origination of the part, there is Pragabhavaha, prior non-existence. And after the destruction, Pradvamsa Anantaram, Pradvamsad Urdvam, it has posterior non-existence. In between its existent also, it is as though it is not there. Why? Karana Vyatirekena Anurpalabdehe Asatvam. It is as though existent, it is mithya. The existence of the pot is as though not really there, because it has no independent existence without the clay, its cause. Okay, this much you already seen. Okay, we have to see the new class. Today I am coming to the new class. Tad asatve sarva bhava prasangaha iti chet. Sarva bhava prasangaha iti chet. Okay, if there is non-existence, sarva bhava prasangaha iti chet. Very important lesson. Na sarvatra buddhidvaya upalabdhehe. There is total non-existence. The pot is not there, if you say. Before it was not there, after the destruction it is not there. In between also it is as though it is not there, when you say. Then there is sarva abhava prasangaha. It gives rise to the situation of total non-existence. Okay. Sarva abhava prasangaha. It means what? Shankara Bhagavatpada slowly brings in a new subtle topic for discussion. We have understood the basic teachings of the verse until now. Here, Shankara Bhagavatpada wants us to think. So he presents a subtle topic here. So the Purva Pakshi says, Tad asatve sarva abhava prasangaha iti chet. Who says this? Purva Pakshi says, okay. In this context, he says, sarva abhava prasangaha means what? There's total non-existence, which is otherwise said to be shunyavadaha. Shunyavada means what? Total non-existence. This gives rise to situation of stating nothing, nothingness is the reality. The shunyavada's view, nothingness is there. Therefore, the shunyavada prasangaha is what? Sarva abhava prasangaha. And who must be the here the Purva Pakshi? The Purva Pakshi here is the shunyavadi. Shunyavadi Bauddha. Shunyavadi Bauddha. The Buddhist. Of course, we have four schools of Buddhism. And one of the four schools of Buddhism is what? One is the Shunyavadi Bauddha, the Buddhist. And he says here, what he says is, everything is as though, which means, what is this absolutely is nothingness means, there is no thing called Satyam at all. The Shunya, according to Shunyavadi, there is no thing called Satyam at all. Then what is, according to him, Shunyam, nothingness alone is absolutely real. Nothingness is the reality. Absolutely, what is there is nothingness. That's why they're also known as nihilists. Anyway, I don't want, Swamiji doesn't like such expressions, but some people must be wanting this. So I just want to use that. So, here the Shunyavadi is brought in here as a Purva Pakshi by Shankara Bhagavatpada himself. in this context, it is possible for a Shunyavadi to come with such a doubt. So he himself projects Shankara Bhagavatpada, presents a Shunyavadi's view. So he says, Tad asatve sarva bhava, sarva abhava prasangaha, sarva bhava prasangaha iti chet. If a Shunyavadi comes and tells, if before the pot did not exist, after destruction the pot will not be there, in between also pot is not there at all, then there's only mithya. Which means what? There's nothing really is. There's only mithya. Means, what is as only mithya means, there is nothing called satyam. There's no satyam at all. According to Buddhists, the satyam is, the nothingness is the satyam. Nothingness is the satyam. Tad asatve means tasya karanasya asatve. Tasya karanasya asatve. Karyasya asatvam. If karyam is not there, the karanam also cannot be there. Therefore what? It's only abhava. Sarva abhava prasangaha. Before the origination of the pot, there was no pot means there was no effect. If there was no effect before, then there cannot be cause also. The cause, effect was not there means cause also was not there. If cause and effect were not there means, what was there? Nothing. Cause also was not there. Effect also was not there. So what was there? Was nothing. What is nothing? Shunyam. Therefore what? The situation of arriving at the conclusion of nothingness as the reality. If such a question comes, iti chet, if nothingness is taken to be the reality, if there is non-existence of everything, non-existence of the cause, non-existence of the effect, non-existence alone was, then non-existence becomes satyam. Abha becomes satyam. Then Shankara Bhagavatpada himself says, gives an answer. No. Sarvatra buddhidvaya upalabdhehe. Very important sentence. Sarvatra buddhidvaya upalabdhehe. Sarvatra buddhidvaya upalabdhehe. Sadbuddhihi asadbuddhihi iti. A subtle teaching, okay? Sarvatra buddhidvaya upalabdhehe sadbuddhihi asadbuddhihi iti. There is buddhihi, here means the knowledge, cognition, experience. Sarvatra, when you say in every experience, in every experience, there is sadbuddhihi and there is asadbuddhihi. We're experiencing sadvastu. We're experiencing also what? Asadvastu. Let me make it very, very clear. When we're experiencing a pot, simultaneously, we're experiencing what? Both clay and pot. When experiencing pot, you can never experience only the pot without experiencing the clay. Experience of the pot is nothing but experience of the clay only. in the of a pot. So experience of the pot, in that experience of the pot, there's simultaneously there's also experience of the clay. It's called what? Sadbuddhi, asadbuddhi. Experience of the clay is what? Sadbuddhi. Experience of the pot is what? Asadbuddhi. There's knowledge of sat, the knowledge of what is real, knowledge of what? What is mithya. The satya jnanam and mithya jnanam, we do not see separately. But still there is, both cognitions are there. Cognition pertaining to the what is real, cognition pertaining to what is not real, what is as though real. Sadbuddhi, asadbuddhi. Sadbuddhi, asadbuddhi iti sarvatra buddhi dvaya upalabdehe. What? As there is, always. Twofold cognitions. In every experience, we have twofold cognitions. Cognition pertaining to what is real, what is as though. There is karana buddhihi and karya buddhihi. Knowledge of the cause, knowledge of the effect also. Knowledge of satyam, knowledge of mithya also. In everything, relatively. Hadbuddhi and asadbuddhi iti. Yad vishaya buddhihi na vyabhicharati tati sadbuddhihi. I'll explain this again elaborately very clearly tomorrow. Yad vishaya buddhihi na vyabhicharati tat sadbuddhihi tat sat. What is sadbuddhihi? He's explaining very beautifully. Yad vishaya buddhihi na vyabhicharati tat sat. What is sat? What is real? What is real? The cognition, the knowledge of which does not change. That is sat. That is real. Yad vishaya vyabhicharati tad asat. So what is real? What is not real? Not real means what? Mithya. What is real? What is mithya? What is satya? What is mithya? Yad vishaya buddhihi na vyabhicharati tad sat. That the knowledge of which does not change, the cognition pertaining to which does not change, that is real. Yad vishaya buddhihi vyabhicharati tad asat. That the cognition of which changes, that is mithya or not real. Let me stop here and explain to you. When you see the pot, you have what? You have clay and you are experiencing both clay and pot. Then, when the pot breaks, what happens? The cognition pertaining to the clay continues to be there. There is clay is. When the clay pot is, you have two buddhi. What is that? There is clay is, pot is. Clay is, pot is. And what happens? The pot breaks. After the pot breaks, clay is, pot is not. When the pot is not, the pot cognition goes. The object pot is not there, pot cognition goes. The clay continues to be there, the clay cognition continues to be there. Therefore, the cognition pertaining to that which the cognition changes, isn't it? Yad vishaya buddhihi vyabhicharati. The clay buddhihi continues to be there even when the pot breaks. Therefore, that is what? Sat. The buddhihi na vyabhicharati. The cognition, clay knowledge, clay cognition does not change. Because clay continues to be there. When the pot breaks, the pot cognition goes. Why? The pot is not there. So, yadvishya buddhihi vyabhicharati. Tat asat. That is asat. The cognition pertaining to which changes. That is real. The cognition pertaining to that which is, does not change. This literally, I'm giving a little example. We have to really see what is real. What is that which is always there without change? We have to, from this example, I have to make you see how consciousness continues to be there in every experience of everything. But the object, the cognition pertaining to the object changes, but the cognition pertaining to consciousness will not change. That very subtle teaching I have to really explain very clearly, very carefully, which will continue tomorrow. So let us start from the Shunyavadi's objection tomorrow. I just explained few things just to help you. It would not be very clear. I know it wouldn't be very clear, but I'll make it much clearer, very, very clear tomorrow's class. Okay? What exactly is meant by his expression? Tadasatve sarva abhava prasangaha. What is Shunyavadi's actual doubt? What is his query? And how Shankara Bhagavatpada answers his query? How he makes understand what is absolutely there, always there, unchangingly is Atma? How every object of knowledge is subject to change, etc. We'll see very clearly tomorrow this commentary. Understand? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.